Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 16th day of the month of Sivan. Today is day 615. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We collectively pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Abraham Weinrib of Congregation Zichron Eliezer in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Weinrib slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are Psalms 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as then translated into English. And then Rabbi Weinrib will lead us with the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, which is those who are held captive, the hostages, of course, and concluding with the Mishaberach V'cholem, where Rabbi Weinrib will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us that opportunity to insert the names of all those in need of our tefillos, of our prayers. To receive the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. I also just want to dedicate today's call to our daughter, Adira Romema, who just graduated this morning from kindergarten. We are extremely proud of our beautiful, spunky child, who is now home until camp starts. And so we are very, 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 very proud of her. I just want to wish her a big mazel tov. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinrib.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It's a pleasure to be back again. Firstly, mazel tov on your daughter's graduating. Beautiful. And it's really incredible to be back here. Inspiring. More than 600 days later, there are still hundreds of people who join every day to think, to worry, to care, to share your concern for Klal Yisrael as a whole. Obviously for those in Eretz Yisrael, for the hostages, for our soldiers. Incredible, incredible thing that day in, day out, all of you are joining. And they're here, really, really incredible. And this is a testament to the determination, the faith, and the belief in tefillah, that tefillah really makes a difference. So shkarach to all of you, and your inspiration to call you. So I'm trying to share a thought in this week's parasha, which is parasha Pahalotcha. The parasha begins with the menorah, the lighting of the menorah, and throws us back to the building of the Mishkan and the Kalanim and the menorah. And there was a thought that I saw, which one of those things that once you ask the question and start thinking about it, I was like, why didn't I think of that before? I'm like, never really gave much pause to that. There is a major machlokas in the Rishonim exactly how the menorah looked on many fronts, different aspects exactly what it looked like. I want to focus on one specific aspect of the menorah, which is the gevi and the cups that were on the menorah. And if I ask anyone what the cups look like, you would assume they were cups. They were golden cups, but they were facing upwards, which way a cup normally would be structured. And there are a number of Rishonim who learned exactly the opposite, that the cup was upside down, facing downwards. And thinking about that, it's strange. Downwards almost feels like a spilled cup, a cup which is not exactly fulfilling its mission and its use. And for some reason, the menorah had these cups that were upside down. And as we know, every detail in the Beis HaMikdash and the Torah has meaning, has symbolism. There's nothing just done. And certainly has to be understood what exactly is behind the fact these cups are upside down. And I want to introduce a thought based on a different question, which also intriguing and also needs to be thought about, focused on, is there are so many halachos in Shulchan Aruch across the board where there's a focus on the right side, the right hand, using the right, doing the right first as opposed to the left. only for righties. And it's almost across the board the same. And it's almost ironic that one of the most important, if not the most important organ that we have in our body is on the left side. Just strange. If there's always a chashivus, an importance given to the right, and the right is always considered the sign of strength, why is the heart, which is such a basic, important organ, on the left side of our body, and not the right side? And I once heard a beautiful idea. It actually goes back to this from the Kadmon, where he says that it's true. The heart's on the left side, but it's on my left side. When I'm facing you, my heart's on your right side, and your heart is on my right side. It says the idea behind that is that our heart, the symbolism of caring, of love, was best for myself, who is for the person across from me. And therefore it's on their right side, and their heart's on my right side. And similarly, the idea by the menorah, I heard this from the Shem Lubavitch Rebbe, where he said that the cups are upside down. The menorah represents the light of Torah, light of every aspect of what Torah represents, chesed, caring, thought, all represented by the menorah. But the cup is upside down because that light that we're looking to spread is not something we're catching and taking in for ourselves, but something which is being poured and distributed and given to all those around us, all those in Klal Yisrael. I think that thought is so powerful for all your listeners and all you people who take day in and day out to join this call and to say to Helen and to care about Klal Yisrael. Your hearts are on the right side of the entire Klal Yisrael. The menorah, which represents the beautiful light of what Torah represents, is upside down, those cups, because we understand everything that we're doing, the tefillah, the Torah, is there particularly to share, to give, and to give hope, inspiration, and focus on using it as a tzchus for all those who need it. And with that, hopefully we can share a bracha that in the tzchus of all the tefillahs that we're sharing on a daily basis, the tefillah should be neskabel, the hasidus should be released, all those on the place of danger should be protected, and Klal Yisrael as a whole should have the Show Me Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, watch over us, any harm befall us. And with that, we're going to start the Tehillim with that thought in mind about everything we're doing, to think, to care, to daven for all those around us. So we start with Tehillim, Kapitel Chav, chapter 20. L'Natzeach Mizmor L'David. Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzarah Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkar Kol Min Chosecha V'Olastecha Yidash Nesela. Yitzei Nechav Kevavecha V'Chosecha Yimalei. Yimarina B'Shulatecha V'Shem Eloheinu Nigdol V'Malei Adonai Kol Mishal Osecha. Atri Yadati Yashia Adonai Mishlecho Yanei B'Shmei Kodcho Yigvur Asiya Shagimino Eile Borechav, Eile Basus, and Anachnu, B'Shem, Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Heima Karu V'Nafalu, V'Anachnu, Kamnu V'Nisa Odad. Adonai Heishia HaMelech, Yaninu B'Yom Kareinu. Kapitel Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizma L'David, Adonai Roi Lo'echsa. Yino Seshi Yabitseni, Amei Menuchos in Alimi. Nafshi Yishovi Ganchini, Magor Tzelek L'Man Shemo. Kapitel Kuflamed, chapter 130. Shamalos Yamakin Kalasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bakoli Yana Zaha Kashulas the Kotach Adonai. And Avona Tishwaya Adonai Yamod Yimcha Asicha Lamanti Garei. Yisi Adonai Kirstanashi Ludvore Hoti Nashila Adonai Mishremer Labrika Shremer Labrika. Echal Yisrael El Adonai Ki Madre Echesta and Abe Mofidus. We have said to Yisrael Mikal Avona Sov. Epistle Kuf Mendez, chapter 142. Maskil David, Yosef Amrasa Filah. Holy El Adonai Azak, Holy El Adonai Azchanan. Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Tzalati Lefanav Agid. Yisatef Al Aruchi, Ve'atoy Dapin Sivosi. Orozu Alech Tamil Fakhli. Habei Tumin Re'ei, Ve'ni Makir. Vamanos Meni, Ein Dereshul Nafshi. Zahati Elach Adonai Amati Atal Machsi, Kalki Be'eretz Achayim. Hakshiva Rinasik Delosim Oid, Hatsalini Mirafaki Amsumi Mani. Hotsim Asken Ashir Adurta Shanecha, Yachtiru Tadikim Kisigmal Aloi. The Tfila of Anenu, asking for Kadosh Baruch Hu to watch over all those who are going through any sort of tragedy, difficulty, or situation of danger. Achenu Kobeis Yisrael, Hanasunim Atara Vashivya, Homdim Dein Bayam, Vein Bayabasha, Hamakim Yerachim Aleim, Hotsia Mitzara Levacha, Yafila Laura, Shiba Lagula, Hashba by the Lovers Bank Raven Amaramin. My brothers of the whole house of Israel are in distress or captivity on sea or land, and the present of compassion on them, lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Shabea for the Hayal Sahal, those in the IDF, serving and protecting our country. Shavuot Havasein Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yivorach Et Chayalei Atzva Agana Yisrael Anshei Kochos Habitichon Omdim Al Mishmar Atenu Vari Eloheinu Vol Halvanon Anibar Hatzrayim Miyom Agadol Vavu Harava Hamakrim Shehem Ayabasha Vavir Vayam Yitin Adonai Yisraveinu Hakamim Alinu Yigafun Lefaneim Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishma Viyatzal Chayalinu Mikol Tzolah Vitzuka Penegel Machla. Yishlach Brocha Vatzlach Vachomais Yedeim, Yedabas Faminu Tachneim, Yatrain Bekesu Yeshua Vateres Yitzchon, Yikayim Behem Akasav Ki Adonai Elohinu Haolech Yimachem, Yimachem Lachem, Im Raveichem, Yeshiaschem, Yomar Amen. Shibeach for the Shvuyim, was helped in captivity, the hostages, Shibeach Avesin Avam Yitzchakov, Yosef, Moshe Aaron, Devil Shlomo. Kiverach v'yishma v'yinzah, Nedrei Tzva Agana L'Yisrael Shvuya, V'achinu ha'nesunim atzorah v'shivya, V'vosh ha'kal ha'kol ha'kadosh baruch hu, V'spala baburam, Kadosh baruch hu imali ha'chamim aleyhem, V'yam v'chushach v'tamavet, Zrayim y'natik, V'keyam y'oshiyem, Shiva mehera v'chik v'shpachoseyem, Yodu v'adonu chasto, V'fosov ne'adam, V'kayim hem mikrash ha'kosov, V'fidu y'adonu yishuvun, V'alitziyam barina, Simchas Olam Arosham, Tosan and Simcha Hasigu, and Master Yagam Hanacha, and Omar Amen. Shmerach Macholam, we're going to pause, we're going to insert names. Shmerach Avatena Avamit Yaakov, Moshe Aaron and David, Mushlomo Yvorach and Macholam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachim Aleihem Achvimam Murufam Lachatkam Lachayusam Yishach Lahem Eir Refuah Shlema L'Shalayim Holabereihem Cholzibayim Toch Shachar Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Sagof Hashta Bagalovet Bankariv and Omar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. Thank you so much for your good wishes. Look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in years to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday. Please note that I will be out for the entirety of next week, as I alluded to before. The children are on vacation next week, which means I need to be on vacation next week, and unfortunately unavailable. But you are in good hands, both between My wonderful colleague, Binyamin, as well as Rabbi Jack Abramoff, will be in the studio to guest host the program, and that will resume again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. I will be back, please God, in your Hashem, the following Monday, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Kal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos, and I look forward to being back together with all of you, Amir Tishan, coming a week from this Monday.